This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Habayim, welcome everyone. We have a special presentation today on Parshas Vayikra and the significance of the 111 psukim in Parshas Vayikra. Vayikra El Moshe, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Beis, Va'amar Rabbi Lazar, Lo'olam Hava Kabel V'Kayam. One should always be humble. Rashi says, Kabel is an onav, V'Kayam, and you'll live. If one is humble, one has humility, they will live long. Amar Abzeira, Afana Nami Tanina. We learned this as well. Bayis Ofel, in a dark house, in Poison Lech Halonis Luris Nigai. We don't open up windows to see his saras. It means like this: if there's saras in someone's house and it's dark, we won't open up a window to be able to see it, to be able to declare the house tamei. Likewise, someone who is humble and someone who does not attract attention to themselves, Hashem does not examine their wrongdoing. So Belezer and Reb Zera are teaching a person how to gain long life. Reb Belezer says, "La'olam hava kabel v'kayam." One should be humble and live. Reb Zera says that we don't open up the windows to see a nega. And the Eitzah is one should embrace the midah of anivos, of humility. And the proof is from the home that we do not open up the window to see the tzaras. When a person is humble and he overlooks his insult, midah k'neged midah, Hashem overlooks his sin. And Reb Elezer is coming to teach that even if a person's nature is to be humble, and a person has a humble tendency, even though you might say, well, maybe Hashem won't forgive their sin because they're not fighting the grain, they're not fighting their nature. No, Reb Elezer is saying, La'olam hava kabel. You should always be humble, and in that merit, you'll gain great blessing. The Chida quotes Mahara Halevi, Rabbi Avram Halevi. It's brought in the Maris Ha'ayin and in the Dvash Lefi, that an anav, which is, by the way, Gematria 131, the Samach Mem will not rule over him, because we know the Gematria of Samach Mem is also Samach Mem, Aleph, and then Lamed, is also 131. If one is an anav, he will not be ruled over by the Samach Mem. Therefore, David established in Tehillim, Kuf Lamed Aleph, which is the Perek, Loigava Libi, which is Gematria Anava, that in the chapter that's Gematria Anava, Kuf Lamed Aleph, David HaMelech speaks about Anava, Loi Gava Libi, and in that merit you will not be ruled over by the Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. Reb Chaim Vital writes, that's why Reb Elezer says, Have a Kabel. Kabel is Kuf Beis Lamed, 132, because 132 you will triumph and ascend over the Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, which is only 131. If you're Kabel, 132, La'olam hava Kabel, you should always be humble, 132, and this way you will live. Reb Zera adds that we learned in a dark house, even though the house is dark on its own, that's its natural tendency, still we do not open up windows. Says the Chida, the Rashi Tevos of Have Kabel V'Kayam. Hey, Kuf Vav 111, Gematria 111, connected the 111 Psukim in this week's Parsha. Because when a person is an Anav, it's like you brought all the Karbonos. The Gemara says that Misha Daita Shvela Alav, one who is humble, it's like he brought all the Karbonos. So therefore, the Holy Tana, Rabbi Lazar teaches, Havi Kabel V'Kayam, 111. Because if somebody is humble, it's like they're a makir of all the karbanos mentioned in this week's parsha, Parshas Vayikra, which is 111 psukim. If you have anivos, if you're Havi Kabel V'Kayam, 111, you'll be zoicha, that Hashem will reckon it like you brought all the karbanos mentioned in this week's parsha, which is Gematria 111. Wishing everyone bracha v'hatzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.